Welcome to the Young Crones Cafe, where you can get a magic brew full of all sorts of information, both witchy and practical.
Grab a cup of coffee and join us. I'm Elizabeth, a wordsmith.
And I'm Dave, a modern-day sage.
We are going to talk about various witchcraft and life topics from a slightly more mature perspective, at least most of the time.
Thanks for joining us.
Here's a little something extra to get you through until the next episode of the Young Crones Cafe. On the path, we mark the beginning of the year at winter solstice, when the merest glimmer of light energy returns and we acknowledge the peak of dark energy. After that, we move on to the times of Candlemas around the beginning of February, where we mark most of the energy of fire, and it is the season of creativity and inspiration. The light energy is slowly increasing, and we are aware that larger changes are coming. March is the vernal or spring equinox, that time of balance between the light and dark, and after that, the light energy continues to increase. Now we are approaching the times of Beltane and working with the element of Earth. It is after the beginning of this time that the light energy seems to explode around us. Not only is everything turning vibrant shades of green with the new growth of the season, but we are heading for the summer solstice and the peak of light energy for the year. We find ourselves bursting with internal energy to work on projects that we were inspired about during the previous time season. However, it is also the time of year when we often have more family obligations, weddings, graduations, family reunion picnics, not to mention the day-to-day things we have to get done. We may feel that we have so much more personal energy because of the time of year, but it is also even more important to remember self-care so as not to get overextended with witchy things or mundane things we feel we have to accomplish, those events we should attend, and more stuff that our families want us to do. Here's one of the best self-care practices that I've learned to use at this time. I sit down outside on the earth. Okay, today I'm going to have to sit with my back patio door open at least, because it's been raining all week, with paper and pen, and first take an honest look at my calendar. How many upcoming events do I really have to attend, or are there some I can send my polite regrets to, or just drop in for a few minutes instead of planning to be there for hours? I prioritize spending time with people I care about most, so that makes it easier to choose where I want to invest my time and energy. I make a list of all of those projects I have at least half-heartedly begun and ruthlessly pick two that I know I need to complete for my spiritual growth or to make my mundane life better as well. And agree with myself and the earth to let go of the rest for now. If I have more time later in the season, I may come back to this list and add another, but not now. I then take those two projects and write out manageable pieces on two more lists that I can accomplish easily to finish them. This not only gives me something to cross out those items as I complete parts, which can be very satisfying for me because I'm there with my red pen slashing through lists. And let me tell you, and see what I need to do. It also gives me a way to see what I need to do next to move towards my goal of finishing something. Now this process is done, I feel lighter and freed up to devote what energy I have to what is truly important to me on both the magical and mundane sides of my life, bringing them better together in at least the semblance of balance. Sure, there are going to be hiccups along the way and adjustments will have to be made, but right this minute I am okay. I am planning to use that extra boost of energy that's coming in ways that don't deplete me and leave me feeling overwhelmed, tired, depressed at how much I still have to do. Another good idea is to block out a day, or at least an afternoon, where I can sit with my feet up and enjoy a good book. While I would like to say it is going to be on a witchcraft topic I need to learn more about, it will probably be a good comic mystery from one of my favorite authors, but I will enjoy it and recharge my personal batteries at the same time. The whole point of this extra is to give that gentle reminder Just because there is a whole lot more light energy coming as it moves towards its peak, we need to enjoy it and not get caught up in the frantic parts of this time of the year so much. So with that being said, until the next episode, as always, may you find mirth and reverence in all things. Well, it looks like the coffee cups are empty for this week. We hope you join us again next Tuesday, but you can find us at our website, twoyoungcrones.com. That's the number 2 Young Crones.
We'd love to have you join our growing online Discord community. Check out our new Patreon presence. Just look for Young Crones Cafe. Through Patreon, you'll be able to make it to our Discord. We are also Young Crones Cafe on Twitter and Facebook.
Until then, remember, we are witches who work with energies to effect change.
We are believers in both immanent and transcendent divine.
We are celebrants of the passage of the solar and lunar cycles.
We are hedge walkers who pass back and forth between the worlds of the magical and the mundane.
We are seekers of knowledge.
And we are walkers of a spiritual tradition we call the path.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.